Hi, I'm Mel Majoros. I am a six-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. So today we are talking about the film Ride the Battle with Evan Bartlett. He is an acute lymphoblastic lymphoma, I hope I said that right, survivor. He is a producer of the film. And Tim Jacks, who is the director. Directors always like it if you get their names correctly. He is the director of the film. How are you today, gentlemen?
We are doing pretty great. How about you?
Great, great. So, you know, I don't know who wants to jump into it, but why don't we start with Evan? You were telling me a little bit about the show, about you being a cancer survivor but not remembering it, which is good. But tell us a little bit about your story.
So, you know, I don't remember any of the cancer treatments or anything like that. But as I was growing up, I was put on growth hormones, and I was put into special ed classes due to the radiation that I was in and the chemotherapy, and I had a bone marrow transplant. And just so, like, going through those classes, I mean, I didn't need that extra help. So I kept on trying to push my way out of it, and I finally, you know, got out of the special ed classes by eighth grade. That was just the beginning of my struggle with the limitations. I had a bedwetting problem until I was 17. So all these little limitations just, wow. I never liked to think about my cancer, and I never really asked too many questions. And then once I made it into college, I fell into another deep depression, and I, you know, started looking into my cancer experience, and, you know, I found out that I had a 1% chance to live, and I realized that, you know, that I don't want anyone else to go through their life ignoring, you know, their cancer experience. So I made it my mission in my life to show that there is a beautiful life after cancer.
And 1% chance to live. I mean, that just tells you that doctors don't always know what they're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. I wasn't supposed to, I don't know. They kept on saying, they're like, well, he might not make it to his first birthday. He might not make it to his second birthday. And the list just kept on going. And they told me I wouldn't be able to make it through high school, through college. So, and I'm graduating in a semester.
Awesome.
So I really don't believe in what the doctors say anymore.
So I think you should, do you send the doctor like a birthday card on your birthday? Have you ever been suck on that? You're wrong. I'm sure they're happy that they're wrong.
Yeah. There's one doctor that's always believed in me, and we've been able to stay in contact with him once a year. He was, the name's actually Dr. Klutzel. I was at Children's Memorial in Chicago, and he was really aggressive with the treatments because he believed that, you know, he just believed in that, you know, we were babies, but like we could still withhold some of the treatments, and he really pushed that, and he started getting you know, more patients to survive, more infants to survive.
Excellent.
So I really owe my life to him.
And I would totally send cards. It's Christmas time. I'm still here. What? So Tim, you were telling me you were not a survivor, which is good, because, you know, I always like to say thank goodness, you know, the people who are our caregivers and friends who haven't had cancer, thank God for that. You've had a little, your family has had a brush with cancer as well. Shouldn't say brush.
Yeah. I was saying earlier, I'm not a survivor, but I've definitely been affected by cancer really close to home. When I was a freshman in high school, just starting school, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. It was a real shock because, you know, I really was unfamiliar with the whole word cancer, and I was unfamiliar with what all that entailed. And, you know, like any 14-year-old, I was really scared that I was going to lose my mother. But after a few surgeries and a bout of radiation, she was able to beat cancer. And I believe coming this year, she's going to be 6 years cancer-free.
Awesome.
And recently, her mother, so my grandmother, was diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer when I was a senior in high school. And they gave her only 6 months to live, but, you know, she lasted about 3 years, and she passed away this November. But just to see her fight, and just, she was a real inspiration to our whole family. And, you know, she never complained during any of her chemotherapy or her radiation.
Mm-hmm.
She was just a really strong woman, and I'm glad that she, you know, was able to show me that if you're dealt a crappy hand, you know, with cancer, that you know, you can still live your life to the fullest. And, you know, she was laughing until the day she died.
That's awesome. That's just very powerful.
Oh yeah, she's a wonderful woman. She's one of those crazy cool grandmas.
So, did you guys meet at school and decide to make this film?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that? How we met?
Yes.
Cool story.
It's actually a real funny story. So, I did a road trip like 2 years ago for this was like the beginning to the cancer adventures.
Mm-hmm.
I was with a brain tumor survivor, and when I got back from that, I took this class called producing for a documentary, and Tim was in that class, and I had a different project idea, but then Tim kept on, you know, pitching the about this bike journey across the West to California and back, and so. From there, I whenever he pitched the idea, I was like, wow, I was like, how is he going to pull that off? And then I was thinking to myself, how am I going to be able to pull that off if I, you know, wanted to do that? And I literally had no answer. I had zero clue how, you know, we would pull this trip off. And that's when I emailed him and I said, hey, we have to meet up. I have to pitch you something. And then I pitched him the whole cancer, bringing in the cancer adventures to the whole deal. And he was like, dude, this is perfect. And then he told me his whole cancer relationship. And, you know, it was almost, I don't know. It wasn't coincidence at all.
Right.
I don't really believe in coincidence. So from there, it just kind of, that was in May. We decided to work with each other in May. So it's almost a full year since we've been working on this, planning this project.
So who's doing the bike riding? Is it going to be you and then both of you?
Yeah, it's going to be... Yeah, it's going to be me, Tim, and then we have a cameraman, and that's it.
So how's that going to work? I mean, all of you are going to be on bikes, or is someone going to be, like, in the SAG car, as they say?
Oh, no, it's us three. We're going to be riding bikes. We're not going to have a safety van. We thought about the safety van, and, our parents aren't too happy with the fact that we're not going to have a safety van, but we've been doing our research. We're making sure that, you know, each town is not too many miles away, so we know when to, like, make sure we have absolutely everything. We have enough bag space for spare bike parts. We have enough water, camelbacks, water bottles. So we're making sure we're taking all the safety precautions. And, we just feel that we're trying to be more unique as well. Because there are cancer projects of people biking across America,
right?
And we're just trying to figure out our niche, how we want to do it, and this is how we've been dreaming about doing it. So,
now which, I mean, are you going the southern route? You're going the northern route? Are you going? I mean, where are you going across the country? Like,
yeah. So, should I list out the main cities that we're going through?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. So, the first main city that we'll be going through would be Columbia, Missouri. The next would be Tulsa, Oklahoma. And then the next would be Amarillo, Texas, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, LA, California, Long Beach, California, San Diego, California, and then on our way back, we'll be going to Phoenix, Arizona, Albuquerque, New Mexico again, Amarillo, New Mexico, Texas, and then Oklahoma City, and then Kansas City, Missouri, Edwardsville, Illinois, and then back to Chicago.
And how long do you think this trip will take you? Or you have it all mapped out? So.
Yes, we have it all mapped out. It's going to take us 3.5 months, so 15 weeks. And every week we will be releasing what we call a webisode, because this is going to be a web series.
Mm-hmm.
So every week, each webisode will consist of a patient or survivor, their story, and then we'll be taking them to experience a boundless activity, which will be ranging from hiking to skydiving.
Ooh, wow. So have you skydived before?
Yes, actually, this whole idea came from the road trip that we had. We the brain tumor survivor and I, you know, we couch surfed with complete strangers, across the West. And then, you know, we went skydiving, we went paragliding, we went kayaking, hiking, you know, like the list goes on. And as we were doing that, I just realized that the people, like, you know, the patients and survivors that we were doing it with, you know, there's something there. There's something about helping someone face their own fears.
Yes.
You know, whether it's just jumping off a cliff or jumping out of that airplane, there's a look in some, like, in their eyes after, you know, you see them jumping out of an airplane. There's just this weird look that it's kind of hard to explain, but it's, I don't know, it's like they realize that they just face their fear. And I think that's the most rewarding aspect of this whole trip.
Well, that's true. I did a, I won't skydive, but I did a... what's that?
Oh, I said, so you won't skydive or you did skydive?
I will not. I don't, I have, it's funny. I did this trapeze experience that they had at a local hotel. And I have terrible, terrible car sickness, nausea, whatever. And after I did it, I'm like, I should have taken some Dramamine. But I was able to do a little bit of that. And that was the kind of thing where it was one of those things that they have every year at this hotel. And some friends of mine did it. And I was like, I'm going to do that when I'm all done with chemo. And, you know, I didn't do the whole thing where you flip around and you catch someone's hand because, you know, I'm not physically strong like that. But I was able to climb up there and do that. And I know exactly what you're talking about. And I know that look because I've had that look. Yes.
Yeah, you got yourself out of that comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. So how will you be filming this? So will this be like a bunch of GoPros? Do you have some kind of film camera
Was our cinematographer and myself, the director.
Yes.
We're going to be filming on some DSLRs, which are kind of the Canon cameras. And then we will also have GoPros.
Nice.
Especially for the activities. We'll probably have three, so you can capture a lot of the angles. And then, so our plan is to bike about 5 days out of the week. And then on the weekends is when we're going to be meeting up with the cancer patient or survivor and taking them on these activities. And on the weekends is when we're going to shoot the video,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to edit the video also and then upload it. So in order to save space, because, you know, we are going to be on bicycles, we are going to be editing everything on the iPad.
Oh, excellent. I was just going to ask.
Yeah, there hasn't been a lot of web series or videos that have utilized the iPad yet, but Evan and I have definitely researched a bunch into editing softwares because, you know, there just hasn't been that many who have done it, and we really feel like it's a powerful tool that we can use, and it's, you know, it's very tiny, the iPad.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be able to have more than one, and we both can get as much editing done on the road as possible.
So will you be using iMovie or Final Cut Pro or something else?
Right now we've been researching into the software called Pinnacle.
Okay.
There also is an app for Final Cut Pro that they might be putting out for the iPad. But yeah, as of now, we've been researching Pinnacle because we feel like that's the one that has the most options for us.
Awesome. Now, someone's whispering there. What just happened? I heard someone whispering. Did you want to mention something? No.
Yeah, I was just going to say that also with the Pinnacle Studio,
mm-hmm.
It can upload straight to YouTube, which is exactly what we need to reduce the time on
mm-hmm.
editing. So instead of exporting it out and then uploading it to YouTube, it just, I don't know, all of our research is concluding to Pinnacle Studio.
So have you contacted Pinnacle and say, this is what we're doing? You should give us some.
Actually, there is a forum that they have on the website of people who are using the Pinnacle Studio app for the iPad,
mm-hmm.
and we can post like what we think that will help. And we can post, hey, there's a glitch with this option. And I posted my edit notes or our edit notes, and I mean, not even a month later, they updated the app, and it updated a few of the things that we wanted,
mm-hmm.
which I think what they do is, if they see so many people asking for, like, say, slow-mo,
right.
then they'll update slow-mo. So it's just kind of like a small community, and it's pretty cool to be able to have a, you know, Pinnacle studio to hear our complaints and hear our opinions about the program.
Right, but what I'm saying as a documentary filmmaker and as someone who's always thinking about the freebies for your movies, you should contact Pinnacle and say, hey, this is what we're doing. We're going to be planning on using your editing software. Maybe they could give you a Pinnacle for free or be one of your quote-unquote sponsors. You know, it's just the worst they can say is no. Like for any, you know.
Yes, exactly. The worst they can say is no. And yeah, we will be contacting Pinnacle here soon. We have a list of apps that we are, that's on our radar that we would really like to use and have them know that we're using their app for this journey. So, and the worst I guess they could say is no.
So now, how is, going back to the bicycling, or the cycling rather, have you been practicing your cycling at all or been biking a lot?
Yeah, that's actually a funny question because personally, like my day job is I'm a bike messenger in Chicago.
Oh, sweet.
I work 4 days a week, so I usually do about 30 to 40 miles a night. So that's my training in negative degree weather and snow through all the conditions. So I think that this is some really good training for what's going to come on the trip.
Right.
And Evan has been training also over our Christmas break. He went down to Florida and got to train in beautiful 70-degree weather while I was here stuck in a polar vortex. But yeah, we've our plan is to push about 60 to 80 miles a day, 5 days a week. So that's roughly about 300 to 350 miles in 5 days. We feel like we can do that, even if we, you know, possibly get lost for a little bit. We still feel like we can reach that goal every day. When we get kind of more southwest, near like New Mexico and Arizona, we're going to be doing a little bit less just because the elevation gets a little higher there.
Right.
So, yeah, we've been planning, you know, everything just to make sure that we can actually get to these places.
So now when you get to these places, like your first stop in Colombia, will you be couch surfing or do you have a plan of where you're going to be staying or the hospitals you'll be talking to and the patients?
Yeah, we will be couch surfing the whole way through, whether it is friends or complete strangers. Our ideal spot that we would like to couch surf with would be the patients and survivors.
Right.
But, you know, we understand that if they don't want us to be in their house, that's completely fine.
Right.
But, and then we do, as we get closer, we're going to start contacting the support groups in each town so that we can find the patients and survivors that way. But we're working with a couple cancer organizations right now, and they're going to be helping us connect with patients and survivors. But, you know, we also realize that when we're on the trip, we're going to be getting random people who message us off Facebook saying, hey, I'm a survivor.
Right.
I'm here in California. And, you know, we picked up on that, like, on the road trip, I picked up on that, and those were the most amazing people. You know, you can say that they're a stranger, you don't know who they might be, they contacted you off Facebook, but sometimes those are the best people to meet.
So. Oh, I agree, definitely. So let me ask you this, because I'm kind of like a, well, I love to go biking as well, and or will you be riding road bikes or cyclocross, or what are you riding?
Yeah, we're going to be riding mostly cyclocross bikes.
Sweet.
The reason we're going to be doing that is because they have beefier tires, so it can cover any of the terrain that we might hit.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, it has more gear options so we can shift depending on what kind of hills there are or if we want to go a little bit slower each day or if we want to kind of push the mileage each day. We have a full range of gears. Right now, I ride, as a messenger, I ride a fixed gear, so it might be a little bit different to be able to coast compared to what I'm used to right now, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Awesome. That's I mean, I just bought a cyclocross bike this past summer, so I just love it. It's awesome.
Oh, heck yeah. Have you been riding around?
Not as much as I'd like, because my second job was a little hectic this summer, so I was like, oh, I just bought this great new bike, and there it is sitting on my deck waiting for me to ride.
Aww.
So, but I definitely will once. I mean, I'm not as brave as you. I'm going to wait till the snow melts here and probably ride mud in a month.
That.
Yeah, that's, you know, I have, and this is kind of funny, but I have an idea. You could actually,
if you could find a tandem cyclocross bike, then someone could be editing on the back while you're riding.
Yeah, there you go.
So once your adventure is done, will you be editing this down for maybe possibly festivals or movies or anything? Submission?
Yeah, so the so we're going to have a web series for the patients and survivors while we're on the journey. And then we feel like we should also tell our personal journey. So we will be releasing another web series of 15 webisodes on our personal journey afterwards. And technically from the road trip movie to when we finish Ride the Battle, we're going to have 9 months of videos that we'll be releasing once a week. So we're just trying to make sure that we have enough videos until the next adventure. Because our goal is to go on a big cancer adventure once a year.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, couch surf with patients and survivors. And every year we're going to be taking our personal journey to the next step. So we're not going to just stick to biking. We're going to make sure we try to push ourselves in different ways as well.
Such as? Give me a little preview.
Such as... So we want to stay classified with some of the projects, but
okay.
I will tell you that we have a project plan once a year until for 10 years from now.
Yeah,
and then even from there, we have another set of projects that we'll be doing as well. So for the next 10 years, they're going to be each project is going to be topping the other, whether it's physical, mental, or, you know, our technical skills.
Wow. So I have a guest, guest on the show, at least for the next 10 years. You guys. Awesome.
Yes. Yes. If you would like for us to come back,
of course.
Will be more than happy.
Of course. You have to come back when you're all done with, part one of year one of your adventure, and let me know how it went and your survivors. And I'll definitely be posting your Young at Heart Adventures, which is your film company? Is that your official?
Yes, that's the production company, and each project is going to have a different name.
Right.
So, just so we can mess around, more, so that gives us more creative freedom.
Right.
So if we do want to change the aspect of a project, it will be easier for people to understand with a complete name change. So
now, did you meet your cinematographer, Zach? And why isn't he here with us today? I'm just wondering.
He actually graduated from Columbia, and he's been working on film sets, and he's been really busy in the city.
Oh.
So he wasn't able to make it today, but, he's been training. He just got a new bike.
Nice.
Actually, it's kind of funny. He got a bike sponsored, and I got a bike sponsored, and now we're just trying to get him to get a to find a sponsorship for Tim.
So who are your sponsorships for your bikes?
They're actually just families.
Oh, okay.
So I will give a shout out to the Penepento family. They actually been supporting me since day one with all these cancer projects, whether it was a GoPro to, a bike. And then also, Zach Cieslak, to his family, the Cieslak family, they're 100% supportive with him, which is kind of funny. I'll tell a little bit about his story.
Yes.
He was planning on biking across America, and the way that just how, he was going to do it with one other guy, and their only time frame to do it would have meant that Zach wouldn't have been able to graduate on time.
Okay.
And Zach was like, I have to graduate. And so he thought, the way that he was explaining it to me, he's like, I just saw my dream slip between my fingers. And then a couple months later, I call him up, say, hey, I heard that you were planning on biking across America. Let's meet up. So that's how we got in contact with Zach.
Yeah, and I believe, I'm with you. I don't believe there are coincidences. I do believe, everything happens for a reason. And you meeting Tim and then Zach, it's just, it all happened for a reason.
Oh, yes, definitely. There's, coincidence, there's no coincidence in this world. It's all just, as long as you take the opportunity, I didn't need to pitch the idea to Tim. Tim didn't need to pitch the idea to our class. So it just all comes down to, you know, us making sure that we choose the right decision. So, and I feel like all of our decisions have led up to this point where we're now working on this project together.
So are you going to try to find a famous cancer survivor or person in L.A. when you get there?
You know, if we have the opportunity, we would definitely not turn it down. But our main focus is not to find, you know, right, a celebrity, which because we feel that we would rather focus on the stories that aren't being told, that don't have the access to be told.
Makes sense.
So, but a celebrity, why not? We definitely talked about that idea of that it would be amazing for us to be able to get in contact with a famous cancer patient or survivor.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the main goal is just to tell the stories that don't have the access to.
Right, exactly. And I agree with that. And sometimes it's hard for, like, and I'll just use Lance Armstrong as an example, put aside all the other, you know, stories about his breaking. Mm-hmm. He's not accessible to someone to the likes of me or someone to the likes of you, where like I would like to say, okay,
yeah,
well, Lance, I'd like to come out and, you know, share your story. Well, the chance of that happening with me are pretty slim to none, but you may find your diamond in the rough, you know, someone who you'll share their story, and then who knows, it might be some waiter turned actor, and then you'll be like, hey, you know what, they were on my Ride the Battle a couple years ago, and then they'll be able to help you out. And
yep,
it'll just be this, you know, wonderful ripple effect that will happen like it has so far.
Oh yeah, we really want to just tell the stories that you know aren't being told, because we feel like, you know, if feel like you never know who you might be able to affect in a positive way by just, you know, opening up and sharing your story. And we want to give that access to these people who have an amazing story that, you know, haven't shared it through, you know, the internet or whatever.
And I think with your videos, people who will be looking and seeing, it's like, oh, you know what, they're going to be in Flagstaff. Well, I want to tell my story. And, you know, I just saw Sally tell her story. And, you know, she's exactly like me. She's, you know, from a town, and she has, you know, say breast cancer or whatever. You know, why can't I share my story just like her? And, you know, like you said, there's a lot of people who read my blog and listen to my show that I'll never meet, but I know that, you know, sharing someone else's story will touch their life and help them.
Yeah.
And I think that's the most important part of what I do. I mean, you know, sharing your story. When you got back in touch with me, I was like, oh yeah.
No, yes, exactly. when we connected, I was like, yes, in which we do want to tell your story as well.
Oh, that's fine.
In the near future, whether it's after Ride the Battle or before Ride the Battle, we would really love to be able to meet up with you, and we'll tell you thank you
for
letting us be part of the show, and then also help you tell your story in a unique way.
That would be awesome. I'm not jumping out of a plane, though. I'm just saying.
Right. Oh, it's okay.
Just putting that out there.
Yeah, we could do something more mild. As you say, it ranges from something a little bit lower.
We could climb the tallest building in Chicago. Is that? I'm just kidding. That's not wild enough. I'm sorry. That would be fine with my fiance, but if I said, hey, I'm going to go to Chicago and jump out of a plane, I think he'd lock me to the house. So. I'm just saying. He was already like, you're doing the trapeze experience. Why? Like, because I can. You know, people who aren't cancer survivors, who haven't been affected by cancer that much, don't really understand that, you know.
I definitely realize that with the survivors that we have met, their perspective is so unique.
Yeah.
And they want to do these crazy experiences, because, you know, I guess there's just something that whenever, you know, you're a cancer patient, you know, you come to terms where it's like, I might pass away. I might not.
Exactly.
Well, let's try everything possible to, you know, to survive. And then once they do survive, it's just, you know, they want to experience life.
Exactly. And so we are almost out of time, gentlemen. Please tell me the website where we can find all the film and all the stories of the survivors about you.
Yes, it will be on youngatheart.verb.com. And we are connected with all the social media platforms. So if you guys wanted, all of our videos will be on our website, and it will be posted throughout our Facebook and everything else.
Awesome.
And YouTube. So.
And YouTube, and on my Facebook page as well, and Twitter. I'll just,
yeah.
I'll
just yes.
throw it all out there. Well, hang on, guys. Thank you so much for joining us today. Ride the Battle with Evan and Tim. Hang on. I'm going to wrap up like I usually do. This is Mal Majaros. I am the Cancer Warrior. You can always find me on Facebook because I am a Facebook junkie. Check out my blog, thecancerwarrior.blogspot.com. And as always, life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's the Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com.